Okay, we're at verse one, and before we go any further, let's talk about the equipment. It's just a basic steel string acoustic guitar, and that's what I'm using right here. Kind of a jumbo size. You can use a medium size, or even down to a little double aught. All those will be fine. You're just looking for something that'll get you a nice acoustic sound. And that's the basic groove we have going on for the first four measures. This is a basic blues progression. Four E's, two A's, two E's. It'll have a B7 with a sharp 9, then an A7, and then back to two measures of E7. And this groove is based around an E7 and an A chord. And the E7 is a standard E. So string 5, 2nd fret, string 4, 2nd fret, string 3, 1st fret, using fingers 2, 3, 1. I'm adding in my 4th finger to the 2nd string, 3rd fret. That's where the 7's coming from. So I have a 6, down, up, dead stroke. And then for the A, my 3rd finger is just laying flat on strings 4, 3, and 2, 2nd fret. And that's my upstroke. Then you hear another dead stroke, and it's a downstroke, as my hand's getting ready to go to an E chord. Then there's an upstroke. Then there's your 6, and then a regular E chord. So take the little finger off. And a down up after that. And there's another dead stroke, and an upstroke with that A again, made by laying the 3rd finger flat. There's a little down up at the end there that's kind of dead as I'm getting ready to go back to my 6 down up. Here it is again slowly. So the hand that's holding the pick really isn't doing anything that unusual. It's just 6, down, up, down, up, down, up, 6, down, up, up, down, up, like that. It's just knowing when to have a dead stroke and when to hold the chord down and which chord to use. So work on that a lot until you get that groove down, because we need this throughout the whole song, especially whenever we are on that E chord. Now, at the beginning of the verse, though, we'll do this pattern almost 4 complete times. We have... That's 1, and that's 2, and that's 3. On the 4th one, we do this. We just stay on the E chord at the end. So we start off the same, and we get to the E, down, up, up, down. And that finishes up those 4 E chords before we go to the A or A7. Let's see what it is that we do there.